Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your creator's commentary track to all the content I produce daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 115, and the title is Critical Immunity. The note reads, "Curiosity is immune to criticism." Here's the story behind the sticky. Facing outside criticism when you're a curious person is like Superman stepping in front of a hail of bullets. Ain't nothing getting through. Being curious is the ultimate judo throw against someone trying to come at you with a strong criticism. A curious person knows how to use the critic's momentum and weight against them. You want to disarm a critic? Try using logic. 90% of criticism is based on how a person feels about a topic. It's a gut reaction being driven forward by instinct. Most people are so lousy at defining why they feel a certain way, it's like throwing a spanner in the works when you ask them to try. For example, let's say you're in an office meeting and you suggest a new process for handling customer complaints. Your critic jumps right in by loudly asserting your idea will never work because they tried it before and blah, 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 blah. Getting defensive in the face of this kind of critical assault, while tempting, will do you absolutely no good. You can't disprove a negative opinion on something that might or might not happen. What you can do is put the ball squarely back in the critic's court by asking curious questions and allowing them to formulate an answer. A sampling of responses might go something like this. "Well, I hadn't really had a chance to go into any specifics on how my process might be an improvement, but it sounds like you're familiar with the last attempt to make some changes, so out of curiosity," and those are the magic words for you, "out of curiosity, how long ago was the other idea tested? Out of curiosity, what do you think the primary reason was that the last attempt failed? Out of curiosity, what kinds of things have changed in the industry, in the company, in technology, since the last attempt was tried? Out of curiosity, how would you do it differently if the company decided to give the process another shot and the project was assigned to you?" You see, if you can get the critic thinking and reasoning by moving them from the emotional part of their brain into the logical part without trying to put them down, be insulting, or even allowing them to lose face, you won't just defuse the criticism, you may actually gain an ally. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free daily alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll be sent an email once a day, every time the new content is posted, and that email will include a copy of that day's Post-it note. It's a yellow sticky note that I draw by hand using a Sharpie marker on a 3x3 yellow Post-it, and I publish at BigYellowSticky.com. Your email will also include a link to the audio track that gives you an expanded viewpoint on the opinion that was shared on the note, the concept that you put out there into the world, or, you know, just some critical thinking behind the message that I don't have room for on a 3x3 Post-it note. That's where you get the story behind the sticky, just like the one I shared with you today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new episode, and I hope you'll be here to hear it.